Hello, Christine here with Ian Coates. If you remember, we've followed Ian through Africa, and then we followed him round Australia. Next, he went over to New Zealand, and then from New Zealand, we had 6 years plus a boat trip in America. From America, he's gone over to Russia, which is it's a real gazetteer, is this, isn't it? And the last time we followed him from Russia, right the way through, and we landed up in Sicily, in the snow. Now, you don't expect Sicily to have snow on it, but it happened to Ian. So we're going to start with Sicily in the snow. Right, Ian.
Right. From Sicily, when I was leaving, it was sleeting at Palmero, which is in northern Sicily. I made my way and got the ferry. And then I made my way up through Italy, just near Milan. And then I was looking on my email, and there were a lad wanted to see me and some bikers in Madrid, and I didn't know where that were. I thought it was somewhere in Italy, and I said, yeah, I'll go and look at you. And then lad who I was stopping with, I says, whereabouts is Milan? He says, oh, it's in like northern central Spain. I said, oh hell, it's not here. He said, oh no. I said, oh well, I'm good to see some lads there. He said, well, you can't go this weather because it was snowing all over. I says, well, I'll have to go and see him. I've said, I'll go. And if I say I'm going somewhere, I always go. He says, well, look, make your way to sea at Genoa.
So you were in Madrid, you were in Milan.
Yeah.
Trying to get to Madrid.
Madrid, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Milan is in Italy.
Northern Italy.
And Madrid is in Spain.
Yeah.
So I made my way over the mountains and down.
These are the Alps.
Alps, yeah.
Pretty high.
Oh yeah,
very. Difficult to get through.
Oh, it's snowing like hell.
Winter, yeah. You're on two wheels.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we're getting the picture.
And then get down to Genoa, got ferry, then to
Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I made my way up to.
Went west to Madrid.
Madrid, and then I went up to top of Madrid. To coast, you know, right at top. And then I zigzagged my way up and down, up Pilgrim's Way.
Compostela.
That's it, yeah. I saw a lot of people, well, a few people walking. I stopped and had a good talk to them. And then I finished up in northern Portugal. Then I zigzagged my way up and down Portugal till I got to the bottom. And then I went to look at Andre Trafford. From Todd and his wife.
So where do they live?
Down at bottom of Portugal, near water.
Right, okay.
I went to look at them and the son Lee and the daughter, I forgot what daughter's called. His wife comes from bottom of Crossstone Road. I forgot damn wife's name now because I'm doing this all on top of my head. Anyway, so then I went into Spain again from bottom and then up and down Spain and then made my way up to France. Oh, that's it. I'll get it now. Then from France, I went to Germany and it was getting winter then, real winter. And then from Germany, I went to Luxembourg.
But didn't you have a conference or something in Germany?
A motorbike meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Motorbike meeting for Rally the World Bikers in Germany.
This is in Germany. This is why you went into Germany.
That's why I went into Germany again, yeah.
So what happened there?
Well, they were capped with me. Because I was just. Some of them were in hotels, but some were camping, but they couldn't understand me, like, just wild. I got there before it started and were there after it finished.
Right, right.
And from from there I went into Luxembourg, and there for a while, got snowed in there. When it came good again, I shot out back into Germany and then into Belgium, just a little bit of Belgium, then into Holland, and I got snowed in there, but not too bad, it really wet, sloppy stuff. But then I had to get to Manchester to the IMAX motorbike show on a Friday, and I was going to go from Cali to Dover, but because I'd been so late and snowed in, I had to get a boat from Rotterdam or somewhere to Hull. And I came over M62 in a blizzard, didn't go home. I went straight to Manchester to motorbike do for weekend. And I had to be there Friday to get biking, and show was Saturday and Sunday. I left on the Sunday, and I rung wife up. She knew I was back in England, but I hadn't seen her. And she says, well, look, ring me up when you're leaving the show, Manchester show, to come home. So it was snowing like hell. I says, right, I'm leaving now. Right. So I made my way over and come off. And then I stopped at Alec Greenwood at New Barn Garage, because I know Alec. And then I rung my wife up. I says, right. I says, I'm at Alec Greenwood's at Todd. I'll be down in about half an hour. She's all right. And it was snowing like hell, but it was all right. And then when I got there, I didn't know why Yorkshire Television were waiting for me. That's why they wanted to know. And as I come down with snowing like hell and snow everywhere, there's me on road at Yorkshire Television, filmed me coming in. And that were live. And that were after 14 years I'd come home on bike.
So that was the first time you'd been home?
No, I'd been home twice before in 14 years, only for a brief visit.
But so how long was it since you'd been in England?
Then? On that bike, 14 years on the bike. Yeah. How long had it been? It passes so quick.
Yeah. So you ought to have seen your wife for how many years? Right, okay.
I forgot. A long time. A long time. But I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I talked to her.
Yeah.
And then, so then I went out. Now, it was so bad with snow, I was down at Whiteley Arts' garage. I couldn't get up to Blackshire with my damn bike. After 14 years, I couldn't get home. Anyway, phone rang later on, and she said, you had so many people ringing up about this job. Can they send a taxi from Leeds to pick me and my wife up that day and go on to television that night? I said, of course I can, because I'm stuck down here. My damn bike won't go uphill. So I left it at garage, and they sent a taxi, and I went to Leeds and didn't talk.
And what? So who did you talk to? Who was the interviewer?
Oh, I don't know. Judith knows.
Right.
Yeah. She's on television now on Look North.
Right.
They're on.
Right.
Yeah. Whittam.
Okay.
Oh, no. The Whittam last came out to interview me, and when I went back, there's a man on Look North and a lady on Every Knee. Them two did it.
Right.
And then that chap with Weather Forecast, who tells lies about weather, he came and right suited. And I told him, I says, you know, you weather people, you're like the same all over the world. I says, sometimes you get it right.
Christer Ackroyd used to take the mantle out of him.
Yeah. You're better off just opening the window and look outside. he laughed. He were all right with that. So that were it. I were home after 14 years.
Oh.
But I've only come home for a new passport, because they wouldn't let me into Kazakhstan and Mongolia when I was coming across. Mongolia first, then Kazakhstan, because I only had 6 months left on my passport.
Right.
That's why I was going again this April, but not on the bike that I've been around the world in, because I know when I die, they'll make a film. So I'm just leaving it into Tome, because I leave it somewhere safe. And I got another old bike, and I should be setting off in April to go to back into Kazakhstan and then into Mongolia. Then I thought I'd go round the corner and get a boat to drop me off from Vladivostok in Korea. have a look at Korea on bike, and then another boat to drop me off somewhere in India. Anywhere in India I'll do, and then I'll ride around India. I've got some lads to see in Nepal and Pakistan, and then, of course, once I get to India, I can ride home to Calais.
So, but 2014, these are the future plans.
Yeah, but they've pinched my bloody bike. They stole my bike 6 weeks ago that I were going to go on. So now I'm bloody grounded. Now,
in January this year?
Yeah, they pinched my bike.
Oh, dear.
But I have to go.
Where was it? Where was your bike?
It's in barn, locked up, but they stole it. They don't bother. Thieves don't bother.
What sort of a bike was it?
Honda Africa Twin. Like my other one, but it were about 2 year newer. They were 95 with this, my other ones. A lot older.
And are these bikes very collectible?
Because they're so good, and they stopped making them 2002, for spares. It's only for spares, so they could take engine out and sell them, a gearbox or wheels or petrol tank or anything. And it's bloody thieving bastards that's done it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So I'll have to save up for another. Well, what it is, I had another old bike, Africa Twin, same, that I was using for spares. Well, what I'll have to do now is get spares for that one. It was smashed up when I bought it. And I was using spares off it. The bloke who I bought it off was using spares off it. Till I bought it. So I'll have to get some more spares and build that up.
Yeah.
And then get ready. But because I don't go straight when I go into a country I loaf about, I'll have to set off in April when I do, but not this year, because by the time I get through Kazakhstan and Mongolia and into Korea and get into India and Nepal, it'll be coming winter again. And then back into Europe. But Europe's now, I can do that, no matter.
Yeah, yeah. And have you done any Scandinavian countries?
Oh, yeah. Oh, aye.
Oh, right.
Oh, I've done all Norway, Sweden, bit of Finland, Faroe Isles, Iceland.
Right.
Oh, I've done them.
Estonia and all.
Oh, no, I haven't done that. I didn't come down, no.
No, right.
I went up into Norway and into Sweden. Then a bit into Finland, then back into Sweden, back into Norway, and then up to Faroe Isles.
Yeah.
And then up. See, I didn't know where Faroe Isles were, but they were trying to get. We were looking at seaside, and they said Faroe Isles. I thought, I've only heard that. Shipping weather forecast, I'll go there. So that I went there. And then when I was there, I saw a ferry to Iceland. I thought, I'll have a look at that.
Oh, so you've been to Iceland as well?
Oh, aye, all Iceland.
Right.
Oh, completely around bloody edge. Same as Australia, keep water on the left-hand side. And you can't go wrong.
And had the volcano erupted at that time?
I think they were always having bits of farting do's and rifting when I was there. But no, there's one that happened before because some land came out at sea.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, there were some more. But I went to a volcano. Volcanoes. Well, people who looked a volcano in Reykjavik.
Yeah.
And the bloke giving a good talk.
Anyway, go on.
But there's people sit and watch them all the time.
Yeah. Well, there was one of the volcanoes in Iceland that it was underneath a glacier. And it polluted all of the sky, so no aeroplanes.
Oh, no, I think I were in Alaska.
You were in Alaska.
I heard about that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It completely wrecked the whole of the airline.
Yes, but Iceland's a good shop to have a ride round in.
Yeah.
Because it's Ireland, you can't get lost, but big.
Yeah.
Just loaf about.
Yeah, yeah.
Plans
are on hold then for... On hold,
yeah, right itchy feet. You know, talking to you, but
when you're going from country to country,
yes,
do you notice any change in the manners on the road? You know, the different driving styles. Are there some countries that are really to drive?
No, they all try to kill you.
Oh, right.
If you're on a bike, they try to kill you.
Okay.
So if you go out with that in your mind, every bugger's going to try to kill me today on my bike, and ride like that, you're all right. No trouble. You know, just think, he ain't going to stop at that junction, or he ain't going to give in a roundabout. And you're right. No, they're right.
Mm.
Um, Some people, I mean, some people go slow, but they're bad drivers. Some go very fast.
So which was your favourite of all the places that you've been to so far?
To live.
No. To drive through and
Any wilderness.
Wilderness, right.
Yeah, any wilderness.
Right.
As good like my bike, every day it's like going from Todd up to Lumberts to Mankinholes, over at Pike, up to White House at Blackstone Edge. That's roads I go on, bits of tracks like that. Yeah. And when it comes dark, I put my tent up.
Yeah.
And when I'm hungry, I route round and see if I've outdated in my box.
So you're using the water... You're talking about the Waterman's Road, are you?
Well, any road.
Are you talking about Crag Vale Road?
Oh, no. Over for Mankinholes.
Mankinholes
and up track there.
Up the Packhorse thing, the Coiners.
Yeah. And if I ever see any pylons, them are good. Because there's always tracks under pylons where they go and repair them.
Yeah.
So I go on to pylon tracks.
Yeah.
And because I've got my tent with me, and I always have bits of food in up and down, I'm right.
Yeah.
No trouble.
Well, we've followed you all the way around, and we'll look forward to hearing from you when you get back from this next
trip. What I can do sometime, we should do, is say, right, this is just going to be Australia. And tell you all what happened in Australia. That'd be one on its own. And then next in, all what happened in New Zealand. Because a hell of a lot's happened in every country. Because it's 14 years of it.
It's 14 years, Ian, and we're trying to condense it into half an hour.
But now they know where I went.
Yeah.
Now these people can get map out.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants me to go and give them a talk, I'm going like to Wakefield in a bit, to Vintage Motorcycle Club.
Yeah.
And anybody wants to give me a talk, to old people in houses and we're getting a bit bored, I'll go on that anyway. Or schools. I used to go to schools all over the world. But I used to pull in and they were right suited because they used to root English teacher out and they'd be right pleased. And then I'd go with the English teacher into most of the classrooms. And because there'd be no rush, I could stop there 2 or 3 days and come back. And they'd ask questions. An English teacher could... ask me questions and talk in their language, you see. But that's... I'll go to old school where I went, see if they want me to go up with bike.
Right, which is that Colden School?
No, I used to go to Shade.
But
And then I used to go to... But then I went to Castle Hill.
Yeah.
Juniors. Yeah. And then seniors, I went to Roomfield.
Right.
And then when Scarecliffe happened, I went first and up there.
Right.
But I'll go to Scarecliffe and talk to them if you want. And then they'll know, you see, take a bike.
Yeah.
You know, and then I tell people to keep fit. I mean, don't want these stupid bloody fags and bloody drugs.
No.
You know, don't need... That's why I'm nearly 71 and I'm ready for setting off again.
Yeah.
All smokers are knackered at 50.
Right. Well, we'll leave it at that, Ian. Thank you very much indeed.
No, it's been a pleasure,
and
love.
And we shall look forward to the next instalment next year.
Well, you've got me till a week next. A week, I mean, a year.
A year, We thought we were going to have to really, really rush this.
But
you've no bike, so...
No, not.
Right. Anyway, thank you very much indeed.
You're right, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Christine.